This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And the number of the day is 146,000. That's how many jobs were added last month, and they were all private sector jobs. The unemployment rate fell to a four-year low of 7.7%. That's the word from the Labor Department this morning. Julia Coronado is chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, and she's with us live now. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So I guess everyone thought that the numbers would be far lower because of Hurricane Sandy. So what happened?
Well, the Labor Department said that it just didn't show up in the numbers, which is surprising because it did show up in jobless claims. So we know some people were, in fact, sidelined because of the hurricane, but just didn't show up in these numbers. So they look very much like the last few months, steady but unspectacular job growth.
What sectors are responsible for this kind of growth right now?
What we're seeing is that the manufacturing sector, which had been a bright spot in the last couple of years, has lost some steam. But sectors like retail, leisure, and hospitality, which are the tourism-related sectors, and, of course, healthcare, are creating jobs at a pretty steady pace.
Now, the unemployment rate did drop, as we said, to 7.7%, a four-year low, which seems like good news. Is it?
Not as good as you might think. So all of the decline in the unemployment rate came from people giving up the job search and leaving the labor force. So we continue to see people leaving the labor force. That means fewer workers in the economy and slower growth. And that is increasingly looking like the hard reality we face.
And one of the big concerns as we head into next month is, of course, the fiscal cliff and whether that's going to impact job creation or even cause companies to lay people off. What's your expectation at this point, Julia, about what's going to happen with the fiscal cliff?
I actually think that, you know, looking through some of the rhetoric and noise, the negotiations are progressing in a pretty positive direction. So I remain pretty optimistic that we're going to come to an agreement before year end, maybe even before the holidays, and we won't fall off the cliff in January.
Some Friday optimism from Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Thanks as always.
It's a pleasure.